Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach. And each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called The College Side Hustle, Stories from Student Entrepreneurs. Now let's dive in. While you're overthinking your next business move, 19-year-olds are building six-figure companies from their dorm rooms using one simple principle most adult entrepreneurs completely ignore. They don't have enough resources to overthink. They just have enough desperation to act. Here's what fascinates me about student entrepreneurs. They succeed precisely because they have no choice but to be scrappy. When your entire startup budget is $300 from your summer job, you can't hire agencies or buy fancy software. You innovate. Research shows 78% of successful student startups began with less than $1,000. That constraint isn't a limitation, it's a competitive advantage. Second, students don't know what's impossible, so they try everything. They launch before perfecting. They test before planning. This naive confidence leads to faster market validation than most experienced entrepreneurs ever achieve. We adults have learned too much about what can go wrong. Students haven't been taught to be afraid yet. Third, students aggressively leverage every connection because they have to. They're unafraid to ask professors, friends, random LinkedIn connections for help. This desperation creates powerful networks that fuel rapid growth. Let me tell you about Sarah, a sophomore I met who embodies this perfectly. She started a meal prep service for busy students with only $200. She couldn't afford professional packaging, so she delivered meals in mason jars. She couldn't afford marketing, so she grew through Instagram stories of her cooking at midnight in the dorm kitchen. Her amateur approach felt more authentic than her polished competitors. Within 8 months, she was earning $8,000 monthly with a 300-person waiting list. Her constraints became her competitive advantage. Here's my challenge for you this week. Try what I call the Student Constraint Challenge. Pick one current business project and artificially limit yourself. Cut your budget by 50%. Reduce your timeline by half. Eliminate one major resource you rely on. Force yourself to find the scrappy solution. Ask three people for help who you normally wouldn't approach. Document what you discover when you operate like a desperate student instead of a cautious adult. Sometimes the best business education isn't about what you need to learn. It's about what you need to unlearn and rediscover with fresh, hungry eyes. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.